The state of Oklahoma alleged at the start of the first trial to result from lawsuits over the drug crisis that Johnson & Johnson's greed led the drug maker to use deceptive marketing to create an oversupply of painkillers that fueled the U.S. opioid epidemic. Reuters reports that Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter argued in a state court in the city of Norman that J&J should be forced to pay for helping cause the worst man-made public health crisis in our state's history. The non-jury trial came after Oklahoma resolved claims against OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma LD in March for $270 million and against Teva Pharmaceutical Industries Limited on Sunday for $85 million, leaving only J&J as a defendant.